Hello everyone, this is Lynn Waldrop, the Body Channel, and we are doing Billionaire Biohacks, the Body Lift Edition, and today is a breast lift. Whew, a breast lift. You guys ready for this? So we want to lift and firm and restore breast shape, address sagging, volume loss, crepey skin, stretch marks, nipple position, asymmetry. We're still working on those 10 layers like we did in the deep plane facelift. We're working on the skin, the SMAS, which is that superficial musculoapineurotic system. We're working on fascia for adhesions and scar tissue, things like that, connective tissue, fat, nerves, blood supply, bone structure, lymphatic drainage is huge here, and Yamanaka factors, which again are those four specific genes that can reprogram adult cells into stem cells that can then rejuvenate us. Okay, so one of the biggest things we're going to work on is what's called Cooper's ligaments. It's the internal support system that holds your breast shape that can stretch and weaken and cause the breasts to droop and lose their youthful position. The skin becomes thinner and less elastic and crepey. Volume deflates after nursing or weight loss. Stretch marks can develop from pregnancy and weight changes. Nipples migrate downward and can point towards the floor instead of forward. Asymmetry that was barely noticeable in your 20s becomes more pronounced with age. So we're going to work on tightening and restoring elasticity, releasing adhesions and scar tissue in those breasts, repair and strengthen those Cooper's ligaments and connective tissue to support everything again. We're going to work a lot on lymphatic drainage because your breast tissue extends underneath your armpit, and your armpits have many lymph nodes, and there's a chain of lymph nodes that run up the center of your chest by your breastbone, and this is called the internal mammary chain. We're also going to work on fatty tissue. We're going to work on hormones because estrogen and progesterone and growth hormone and insulin-like factor are all utilized or manipulated to produce breast enlargement in women. We're going to work on veining and the nipples and that progesterone becoming more than estrogen as we get older is why our breasts seem to get bigger as we get older oftentimes. It can also be from breastfeeding. It can be your BMI, body mass index, the number of pregnancies you've had, even a history of smoking and other things that damage the skin. We're going to hack a lot of different cosmetic techniques that are out there. One of the bigger ones is helium plasma tightening. They normally would insert a cannula underneath the skin and deliver radio frequency energies applied to helium gas. It causes this stream of cold helium plasma, which delivers rapid thermal energy underneath this dermis, and the tissues contract immediately due to that collagen denaturation, and then this rapidly cools and tightens those tissues. Now we are going to be using the consciousness of your body, so if your body is wanting bigger, or if your body's wanting smaller, that's what we're working with. So make sure you and your body are having a conversation as to what you want in that process. We're working with the pectoralis major, the deep cranial ligament, the deep lateral ligament, the deep medial ligament, the horizontal fibrous septum. These are all parts of the breast anatomy that will hold that breast up rather than letting it sag. We are also working on your cortisol levels because, believe it or not, cortisol contributes to breast sagging by accelerating the breakdown of the elastin and the collagen and the proteins responsible for firmness. So remember, chronic stress leads to saggy boobs. While we're working on cortisol, we also want to talk about insulin resistance. Insulin resistance also breaks down that skin elasticity. It causes a lot of inflammation, oxidative stress, and inflammation throughout the body, which speeds up that collagen breakdown. It also breaks down certain fats, like the fats that are in the breast tissue, so you can feel like you have deflated breasts. So we're also adding in the energies of bone broth and high-dose vitamin C and retinoids and other things to stimulate collagen production. And we're working on that liver because, remember, the liver is responsible for breaking down hormones. So when it's not working, then that estrogen level rises, which can trigger breast growth. So some of the bodies are saying, my liver wants some help. All right, my friends, we are going to let these energies continue. There's still a lot going on. We're dealing with all that muscle fascia, connective tissue, fat tissue in our breasts, nerves and blood supply, lymphatic drainage, a lot of drainage going on. And all of this in support of those breasts and a beautiful lift for everybody. I love you guys and keep me posted, and I'll see you on the next one. Hello, thank you for listening. This is Lynn Waldrop, The Body Channel. I am not a doctor and do not offer medical advice, diagnose, or prescribe on your conditions or treatment options. But if you like these MP3s, contact me at thebodychannel.com. That's www.thebodychannel.com, where there are many other MP3s available in the store, and you can also purchase private and group sessions.